I will tell you that when you look into the eyes of anyone, but especially a youth that has been trafficked, it will haunt you the rest of your life. There is a pain and anguish that I can't really describe. And what deeply saddens me is the fact that not only are we targeted in Indigenous communities and communities of color, but there is this disconnection in other communities, especially primarily white or affluent, that think this issue is our fault and that it can't affect them. Being on the task force has been an extremely humbling experience, especially as we've had family members and survivors not only join us on the task force, but come forward with their stories. And we were able to give them a voice, hopefully, in a way that they had not had previously. But it's also been a very eye-opening experience when you combine that with being an Indigenous woman and a city council member, because I've seen all of the overlap with the issues, and I've had to deal with some of them directly, both in my work through Lifehouse and through city council. And whenever I'm on a panel or I do a talk, I don't give other communities a pass on this. Anyone, any race, any walk of life, it doesn't matter your income, can fall victim to these issues. We have seen directly where Facebook, Craigslist, and others are used to traffic people of all ages, but I've always been a voice for the youth. I have two teenage daughters of my four children that are still at home, and we have these conversations often. And one of the things to me that came out in our mandates that I think is vitally important and that is going to take all of our voices to address is the lack of knowledge within communities and the lack of teaching within school systems what grooming is, what happens to those that are trafficked, and how to get help. We can talk about eating disorders. We can talk about suicide. But it always seems so taboo when we talk about things like domestic violence, sexual violence, or trafficking. And that needs to change within our school systems, and that's been within our mandates. Another huge issue is the disparity of what happens to perpetrators, be it sex trafficking or domestic or sexual violence. Frequently, what we see when a woman, especially, or a youth of color has been harmed, the perpetrators quite often will get lighter sentences, or they're given something as simple as probation or a plea bargain that doesn't even address what happened. It hides from law enforcement original charges and denies them the ability to see patterns in these acts of violence. We also see when it comes to things like sex trafficking, and we have a prime example that happened in Duluth not long ago. There was a trafficking situation in a massage parlor, both in Duluth and Superior. The final charges had absolutely nothing to do with sex trafficking. 18 months of investigation, these officers and detectives were essentially slapped in the face by a plea bargain that allowed for one racketeering charge and for the other person to receive a charge about evading paying their taxes. The harm that comes to victims then reinforces that they are less than, that they aren't important. So it's really a huge thing for us to hold our judicial system in check and to find out why passes are given. In Fond du Lac, we watched the murder of a young mother, her toddler, and she was pregnant. This is a perpetrator that had numerous charges in the past, but he wasn't held accountable in the way he needed to, and that resulted in the death of all three. We need to look at systemic racism within our school systems, child welfare, ICWA, and anything else that comes into play that does not allow for appropriate prosecution and the help of those that have been harmed, those that have been trafficked, beaten, assaulted, and so forth. All of these things kept repeating within our task force sessions, whether we were looking at the Canadian inquiry or we were listening to the stories from families and survivors. We have 20 mandates that came down. I feel they're all equally important. Some were to assist law enforcement, like actually having a database to give officers and detectives information that they need. Others address the school system, welfare system, educational systems. But the reality of it is, this was only a start. The task force needs at least 3 to 5 years more. We need to be able to do follow-up with our mandates and recommendations, and we need to be able to fine-tune and address deeper issues.